On Static on 2SER this week, it is great to be joined from Manchester by Sid Minsky-Sargent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good, and it's good to hear from you again, Sid. It's been a while since we've spoken. In fact, the last time we spoke was the debut Working Men's Club album when you were still a teenager, and now you've got your debut solo album, Lunga, out, which feels like a big grown-up step.
Yeah. Just about feel it, yeah.
Does it feel like a big moment to have an album with your own name on it? Well, actually, it's not on the cover, only on the spine, I guess. But the album title's on the cover, but still, it's putting yourself out there a bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit surreal. I mean, at one point, I sort of didn't think this album would come out. I didn't know when there was going to be time for it and where it sort of fitted in amongst everything else.
Sid, had it been on your mind to make a solo album away from the electronic-facing sounds and also alter ego of Working Men's Club for a while?
Yeah, it predates Working Men's Club and some of the writing. And I think deep down I always wanted to make a version of this record, but the record sort of unfolded itself on its own.
Were those songs sort of getting pushed aside because they didn't fit what you were doing as Working Men's Club?
I don't think so. I just never thought about incorporating them into Working Men's Club. I had a brief moment where I was like, oh, maybe I should put this out as the third record, but that would have been a completely mental decision. I'm all for, like, throwing in a curveball, but it would have been a pretty major curveball, I think, especially after that second record. So, yeah.
Well, Sid, did it also become a thing of not only proving to yourself that you could make a different kind of record, but to others too?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to show that side of myself. I get that probably to other people it's quite a significant step in a very different direction, but to me this actually feels sort of what I'm more, I don't know, I sort of grew up making music in this way and in this light. I always felt comfortable writing with a guitar. Is my first instrument, it's my strongest instrument. And I think going back to that and leaning back into that, the writing became more melodic and in my eyes, probably a bit more soulful. Not that Working Men's Club isn't soulful in my eyes, you know, it comes from the same place, but it's from a different point of view.
Yeah, and more importantly, it seems to have been a chance for you to show your growth as a songwriter and also prove that you could write some more thoughtful material, and it's a way to grow up too. I mean, you were a gobby teenager when the first Working Men's Club album came out. You would have experienced a lot of life and gained a little wisdom in those 5 years, Sid?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm a different person now to who I was then, and I live a different life and surrounded by a lot of the same people, but some different people as well. And I just feel a little bit more at ease with the world and what I'm surrounded by, not so stressed out. So this album helped me sort of get through a lot of stuff and come to my own sort of personal conclusions and resolutions. So yeah, it was a really meaningful record to me. It's sort of surrounded by lots of different memories. And personally, in an existential way, it felt like a learning curve.
It's also a way to break down some of that bravado and some of that ego that you had early on when you were trying to draw some attention to yourself as a musician. And it's shown that it's okay to let your tender side be revealed in a song, Sid. These are thoughtful, ruminative tunes about relationships and love and your place in the world, and unashamedly so.
Yeah, and I think that it's very easy to sort of portray yourself as this big character, and it's actually a way of masking your own insecurities. And I think that perhaps that was going on whether I realised it or not. And I was surrounded by lots of chaos, and I wanted to try and, I guess, unpick that and not resent that time and not resent other people or myself and not see the world from a cynical point of view and try and actually unpick it in a way and be realistic about all sides and all aspects of life, which is impossible, but I think I reached some compromise on this record and trying to be healthy and make art is a conundrum at times, you know, trying to grow up at the same time.
Well, that album title, Lunger, it's getting stuff off your chest in some ways, this album, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's healthy. I think it's important to express yourself and your own vulnerabilities. And in turn, that does make you a harder, stronger person. Not that you need to be hard or physically strong to get by in life, but I think it exercises your mentality in a different way and trying to be honest and as honest as a person as you can, and also say that I got some stuff wrong and I'm prepared to take responsibility and accept that. Getting to that point of resolution and see some beauty in it, and I think that's somewhat one of the points of this record.
And Sid, musically, the scene gets set for this to be an open-hearted and honest album with the ambient instrumental opener intro. There are birds chirping on it. We're out of the club and instantly out in the countryside.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, that was sort of the antidote to a much longer sort of 12-minute ambient techno tune I've made called I Love You. But myself and Alex, who was the other producer, decided not to put this 12-minute tune I've made on the record because I think it would have been a lot more confusing and long-winded. But it was a refined ambient pacemaker at the front of the record, and what we did is we sampled the guitar from the second song, For Your Hand, and we put it into a granular synthesizer. And what it does is it scans the audio track of the guitar sample that we put in. So it's still in the same key, but it's just sort of mangling the audio in a different way. And then we've obviously used that as the bed and then implemented Birdsong and some other bits of synthesizer around it to sort of just lead into that world rather than you're immediately there with an acoustic guitar and it's like, oh, what is this?
It's all well and good to sample your own guitar, but tell me you didn't actually sample the birds, Sid. Did you go outdoors and record them yourself?
I'm not going to answer that one. Leave it to your imagination.
And it must have been great to have such a different palette to work with musically on this record. And it's an album that takes a few twists and turns. The song Chicken Wire hairpins halfway through and turns into a stomping blues hoedown.
Yeah, no, it's a left turn even for me, that tune. It sort of just happened, and, you know, despite being quite dark, it felt very fun to make and to go and produce. And I don't want to make every song sound the same in any record that I make. It's nice to reach a compromise between cohesion and also some sort of diversity within the sounds and the songs on a record. I think the glue to this album is the lyrics, which sort of set a tone to the album, but there is definitely a palette of sounds. You set out to make a record, you have an objective, but you don't have a tick list going, I've got to make this type of tune, I've got to do this, we've got to fill this gap, this, that and the other. It's one of those things that you sort of realise after as well, I think.
And making this guitar-based solo album is another feather in your cap, Sid, because you've been busy this year. You've also branched out and worked in other areas too. Earlier in the year, you teamed up with James from Ghost Culture and Daniel Avery to do the Demise of Love three-way collaboration. So it is sort of getting a whole lot more skills in your toolbox, all this work you've been doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I worked with them, which is great. I worked with Francesca, who DJs under the name System Olympia. We did a tune together, and I've done some production for some other bands and artists. I've found it inspiring to collaborate with some other people because I work quite insular. I do a lot of stuff on my own, and it's important to sort of get out in the world and, you know, not be a perpetual recluse when making music, I think. It was eye-opening and great experience to work with all those people over the past couple of years.
It is also good to hear that after making an introspective solo album, you aren't just sitting at home having an existential crisis on your own.
Oh, no, man. I mean, I live a pretty good life. I can't complain, you know. The imagination is a wonderful and terrible thing at times, but I have a good life. I can't complain.
And you've turned in a great record in the form of Lunger. Sid, we might have a listen to How It Once Was off the album on the radio right now.
Sure.
It was great to have a chat to you, Sid, and here you are in solo mode on Static. Thanks for the talk.
Thanks, man. Lovely to chat.
The times are changing.